You have your Bible, want to turn with us tonight to the 85th Psalm. The 85th Psalm tonight. I tell you, I love the Psalm. There's so much meat in here, you can never glean it all out. But we sure do appreciate the Lord and Him giving it to us. The Israelites used to sing the Psalms. Amen. They memorized them, took them to heart, and they would sing the Psalms as they marched and they went. And they moved along, amen, and they would sing these psalms, and one of them would sing a verse, and another one would sing the next verse. Can you imagine how that sounded out there in the wilderness and their wanderings and things that they were doing? But they done it all for God's glory, planting their heart, amen. The 85th Psalm, do you have your place? Stand with honor of the reading of God's Word. The 85th Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, "For Lord, Thou hast been faithful unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people, and Thou hast covered all their sin." Selah. Now you can stop right there and shout and praise God, because God sent His only begotten Son to cover our sins. Not just one, not just two, but all our sin. And He says, "Selah, what do you think about that?" I think God deserves a praise, amen, for covering our sin. Praise His name. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Then He says this. Now watch number 4. He said, "Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help for a while and for a minute in time, on this thought, Brother Charles, personal revival. Personal revival. You ever thought about being revived and being stirred? Now, I don't know about you, I get in bed at night and I like sleep, and when I get up in the morning, it takes a little something to get me stirring. A cup of coffee won't do it, but I get to moving, I get a nice hot shower and get stirred, get moving, and it kind of revives my spirit in me, amen. It kind of gives me to go yonder and gives me the want to. You say, what happened before that? I didn't really want to, amen. But that's kind of how we are as children today of God, amen. A lot of times we just don't really want to. It's easy to sit at the house. It's easy just to stay behind. It's easy just to drift along without a care. Praise God. I'm glad that we see in the Word of God that there's some people that begin to cry out to God. And now the Bible teaches, the Bible tells us here, and the writers tell us that this was a psalm that was written to the sons of Korah. And it was an encouragement thing, how long they would have to endure the hardships they did and the punishment for God because of those that had gone on before, and how long it would be before God would stir them and revive them and bring them to a place where they were brought back into the eyes of God, into the light of God in a good way. Amen. So we see what you see here. We see maybe a handful of people, Brother Bill, they begin to cry out, and they cry out to God day and night. They begin to manifest themselves before God. They begin to ask God to forgive them their sins. You know what happened to this nation tonight? If people would come together, recognize that we are old sinners, and begin to cry out to a thrice holy God and say, "Lord, forgive me my sin." Now, it's easy to go out and say, "Well, boy, I wish this one would get right and that one would get right, and old Brother Joe and such and who would get right." But it's a different picture when we start thinking on our own terms and say, "Boy, I wish God helped me get right. I wish God had helped me to be where He'd have me to be and do the things He'd have me to do. That joy that He has for me would be mine, amen. And I would claim it and I'd press on for His glory." It takes some people getting decided in their hearts, amen. They're just going to pray and ask God without satisfaction, without being satisfied within self, praise God, an unsatisfied desire for a revival in their soul. You know what's caused some of the greatest awakening in the world, in the country we live in, the world around us? It's an unsatisfied desire in people's soul for a stirring of revival. Amen. I'm not talking about little pop-ups here and there. We have those. Thank God for them. Amen. But praise God, what we need is a stirring revival, praise God, an unsatisfied desire for a stirring, for a feeling, for a time of revival in America. That's what we need today. An attitude of revival, praise God, that'll stir us. Amen. A little revival, a lot of revival, but praise God, revival.
Amen.
We need revival in our heart. Folks need to be revived. We need to be made alive. We need to be lifted up. We need to be encouraged, and we do that in the Lord. And they asked him here, said, Lord, they said, he said, you've forgiven us the iniquity of thy people and has covered all their sin. Amen. That word covered means to conceal and hide. It means to take it out of the way. And say, God, you've done that, praise the Lord. You know how to have a stirring revival down your soul? Is get God to take those old sinful things in your life and get them out of the way. Amen. Conceal them, hide them, put them away, praise God. Now, in order to conceal them, hide them, and put them away, praise God, it has to be out of sight of God. Now, a lot of times we can take our things that we do and we can conceal them and hide them, praise God, from those around us. Amen. We're pretty good at that. Amen. I said we're pretty good at that. Amen. Our neighbors may not even know what we do. Hey, our wife, our children, our family may not know what we do. But I want to say God knows. Amen. God, now he looks, he's got a wind in your soul, praise God. He not only knows what you're doing, he knows what you're thinking. Amen. So having said all that, praise God, it's just time to get right with God. Having a strong desire to just pray for a revival in your soul, a stirring, a quickening in our lives, praise God, in yours and mine. And if we have a stirring, a quickening in your life, in my life, praise God, it'll make a difference in everybody else's life that we come in contact with. Let me just say this. I've never seen so many sour faces in this world in all my life. It seems like everywhere you go, people just hateful looking people. Amen. But God don't want us to be hateful-looking people, praise God. We ought to be with smiling. I like that lesson Miss Geraldine taught the youngins this morning, praise God, about smiling face. Hey, you can smile if you love Jesus and know that he loves you.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. You can have a smile for somebody that you meet at the grocery store while you're elbowing and pushing, shoving, trying to get to the checkout counter in the line. Amen. Praise God if you got Jesus in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just telling myself, we went down to Pigeon Forge for Friday and Saturday, or Thursday and Friday, and took Mia. And we was down there, and we got down there on that go-kart track, and there was a little old fella in that go-kart. He was running, and he was in front of me. That's not where you want to be when it comes to something where you're competitive. But he was a little fella, he was doing a really good job. Amen. And I wasn't about to spin him out and wreck him on purpose. Cause he's just a little kid. Amen. But it blessed my heart. Me and him was attacking back and forth, you know, and they got them things governed where they all run the same speed. Amen. So the only chance you have is hitting the right groove. Amen? You got to hit the right groove. If you hit the right groove at the right time, you know you'll gain just a little bit. And that little boy got to watching me, and whenever I'd cut, he'd cut. And he was, and it tickled me. I don't know how he's driving because he was looking back more than he was looking ahead. But he was doing right well at it. You know what? A lot of us do that. We spend a lot more time looking back. We look ahead. It's a wonder we don't run out of the road. Hey, a lot of it depends on who's behind you.
Yeah.
Amen. But as he was looking back and he was watching me, and we was tacking back and forth, and he was a smiling from ear to ear. He didn't care whether he was a winning. He didn't care whether he was losing. All he cared about, praise God, is he was on the track. Amen. Hey, listen, praise God, I don't care. Hey, it ain't so much about the winning or losing, praise God, but it's being on the track. It's about having that big smile on your face. It's about knowing there's a God of heaven. It's about knowing there's somebody that loves you and cares for you. Hey, somebody that'll give you an opportunity, praise God, to set out. Amen. I may go to my grave with that smile on. Why that little old young'un smiling from ear to ear? He was in front. I kind of hated to pass him. But I did. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, it's good. Amen. It's good. And hey, he never quit smiling. When he got out of that car and headed over to mom and daddy, praise God, he was still smiling. Amen. You know why? You know why he could smile? Because he did the best he could. He took full advantage of what God allowed him to do, praise God. He didn't let up, never quit, praise the Lord. And he said that he may have got past a little bit, he may have had obstacles coming, but praise the Lord, he just kept a smiling. I want to say glory be to God. We got a personal revival going on in our hearts. Praise God, every day we can keep a smiling. We have a hope, praise God. We're looking to the finish line, youngins. We know where God's taking us. We know what He's promised us. And He said if we'll just keep our eyes on the prize ahead, so many times, praise God, we get to looking back and we forget about what's ahead. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I've got something ahead that's a whole lot better than what's behind me. Amen. There's a lot of things behind me I don't want to go back and repeat. Now, there's some things I'd like to go back and repeat. You know, these things I'd change if I could go back and change them. Amen. These things I would change. Amen. I'd be a whole lot more faithful to my Lord than I have been. I'd be a whole lot more persistent in my faith than I have been. Amen. I'd have started earlier. Amen. I wouldn't have waited, praise God, when God began to call me to preach, I wouldn't have waited for almost 5 years before I said, yes, Lord. Amen. That's some of the worst years of my life. Amen. I missed out on the Holy Ghost revival. All those years of my life, praise God, personal revival because I was running from instead of just jumping in, letting Him just dump it out on me. Praise God. But He said, He forgive us our sins, praise God, and He covered our sins. He said, so now we can smile, praise God, at the Lord as He smiles back at us. Amen. Praise His holy name. That's what He does. So we just run, whether it's a little revival or a lot of revival, great revival, it's still revival. And that's what God wants to give us. Amen. The Old Testament scribe was looking for revival. Praise God. He didn't think he deserved it. If you look at the book of Ezra, amen. Nehemiah and Esther. Or Ezra and Nehemiah. I'll get it in a minute. Amen. I'm still on the racetrack. Bear with me. Amen. Ezra chapter number 9. The Bible says this in verse number 8. The Bible says now in Ezra 9 and 8, it says, now for a little space grace hath been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in the holy place. God says, hey, listen, God Almighty, He's given us a place. He's given us a remnant. He's given us a place and He's put us a nail. In other words, He said He's given us a place where we can hang out on, a place where we can hang our coat, if you will, a place where you can hang your hat, if you will. Praise God. God Almighty, He said He's been gracious to give us that place. Don't you thank God for the graciousness that He's given us? And He's given us this place where we come worship God in spirit and truth, where we can hang our hat, where we can love each other, or get in and get fed and go out and praise God and give out the glory of a holy and righteous God. Praise His holy name. You give us a nail in His holy place that our God might lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. He said, praise God. Hey, when everything's trying to hold you up, when everything's trying to hold you in, when everything's trying to hold you back, He said, God will give you a little bit of liberty. God will give you a little bit of grace. God will show you a little bit of mercy. God will show you a little bit of compassion. He'll, praise God, He'll open it up to the portals of glory, and He'll pour out a cup full on purpose. Amen. We're talking about a personal revival from the Lord. What He has to give us, praise God, for His glory. Ezra 9 and 9, he goes on and says this, for we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage. I won't say God will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He said, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia to give us a reviving. Praise God, that's that quickening spirit of God. He said it stirs down in our souls. It builds up from the inside out. When the outside looks gloom and doom, when the outside looks discouraging, I'm glad we serve a God that can move in on the inside. He can begin to formulate a formula inside your soul so we don't see the outside. Praise God, we see what's coming up and boiling up on the inside. Praise God. And when that comes out from the inside, and when it works its way to the outside ain't what we was thinking it was to begin with. Amen. Totally different. Praise God. When God is in it. When we look at our problems, I've said this before, when we look at our problems through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we look at our problems through the Holy Ghost of God, our problems look different. Amen. Praise God. It gives us a different imagery of our problems. But he said to give us a reviving and to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolations thereof and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. He said it's a place where we come into the protecting hand of God, where God sets us up, praise God, for His glory. He gives us a place where we can come, a place where we can have safety in the Lord. I want to tell you, praise God, there's safety at the house of God from the things of this world. We shut them out. We block them out. We leave them out. And we come together to worship Him in spirit and truth as He begins to minister to the souls of His people. Amen. Mortals ministers from the portals of glory. Gives us that help, praise God, so that we don't, and we can praise Him because we didn't get what we deserved. And ain't you glad you didn't get what you deserved? Ezra says this in chapter 9, verse 13. He said, after all that is come upon us for our evil deeds, and for our great trespass. Amen. What a blessing when they realized they'd done these things. Amen. Seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and hast given us such deliverance as this. Praise God. He said, so what happened? He said, God Almighty, He doesn't, even in our sinfulness, He don't punish us like we deserve. Amen. And praise God, because of His grace, He remembers mercy. When justice calls, He remembers mercy. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad He does? Amen. But God Almighty ministers to us. Praise God. He stirs us. He shows us so we can have a spirit of revival in our hearts. To revive us. That's what He wants to do. Amen. In Psalms chapter 80, the Bible says this in verse 18. He said, so will not we go back from thee? Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Amen. You know what the psalmist is saying here in the 80th Psalm? He said, hey, listen, said, we're apt to turn. We're apt to go back. We're apt to go in the wrong direction. But he said, Lord, we need you to quicken us. We need to make you alive. In other words, what he's saying, he said, we need you to revive us. You need to put a spirit of revival in us, praise God, so we'll go in the right direction, so we'll flee from the wrath to come and flee to a holy God, praise and safety in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, praise God, he said, so we will not go back from thee. Quicken us. He said, so we won't turn to the right or to the left, but so we'll stay with the Lord. That's why we need a revival today. Amen. That's why we need a personal revival today. Why you need revival, I need revival, praise God, is so we can stay with the Lord in these tough times, situations that we face. He says it again right here in Psalm 80 and 19. He says, we will call upon thy name. He said, so if you'll revive us, Lord, we're just going to start calling upon your name. Said, we're going to praise you and worship you the way that you deserve to be praised and worshiped. He said, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. He said, Lord, we need you to turn us again. Lord, you've turned us before. We want you to turn us again. He wants you to point us in the right direction. Show us the way to go. That's what a revival is. Praise God, when a personal revival, it stirs in you personally and redirects your thinking, redirects your path, redirects your direction, redirects the way that we go. Amen. We do it for God's glory. And he said, if you'll turn us again, O Lord, of hosts, cause thy face to shine. He said, Lord, we want you to smile down on us. Amen. He said, we want you to direct us, praise, in a way that you'll be pleased with us. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to direct us in a way that he'll be pleased with us. Not the way that I'm pleased with me. Because I'll just be honest, a lot of times I'm not pleased with me. But I want to be directed in a way that God will be pleased with me. Amen. Revive us again. Lord, just be happy with us again. Be happy with the direction that you've called us to go and help us to go that way. Now, we're talking about a personal revival. Amen. And if we're going to have a personal revival, we have to practice revival personally. Amen. We have to come to a place where we say, Lord, revive me. Amen. We all the time pray, Lord, send Holy Ghost revival. What it's going to take is when we say, Lord, send revival to me. Revive my spirit, God. Stir in my heart. A rededication of our life, praise God. Ask God to forgive us, to rededicate us into a personal holiness, a personal sinlessness. And we ask God to help us, praise God. So we can have that continual, that perpetual revival that just starts and just keeps going. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to be revived, quickened in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We just ought to be shouting and praying. Hey, His saving mercy, His grace, His saving salvation ain't never changed. You remember how excited you was when you got saved? Amen, praise God. We wanted to run and tell everybody. Well, we decided, I went out of there, felt like I was walking 4 feet up in there. Amen, wanted to go tell everybody. I had to go tell Miss Myrtle, praise God, my Sunday school teacher. One had showed me the way, praise God, taught me so many years. Amen. I said, listen, Miss Myrtle, it took. Amen. I got Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace. Boy, she shouted. She was a shouting lady. Boy, she went to shouting, praising God, because this little old boy got saved. But praise God, the Lord says that we need to be some personal revival, praise God, starts with our personal, a personal revival in us. Reviving me. I was looking at that. I was reading the longest book in the Bible. Amen? The longest chapter in the Bible. I just want to preach that tonight if God will be my help. No, I'm just kidding. Boy, some of you drew up right there. I done lost the whole crowd. Amen? The 119th Psalm. And I was thinking about this. I've read it through several times. I got to think about this. In the 119th Psalm, it says no less than 9 times that the psalmist asked God for personal revival. Amen? This individual asked God no less than 9 times for personal revival. In the 119th Psalm, verse 25. The Bible says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Now, the psalmist is saying, he said, hey, listen, I feel like I'm going down. He said, Brother Ray says, I feel like I've hit the bottom. Amen. He said, my soul cleaveth to dust. That's as close as down as you can get. That's the bottom. Amen. He said, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. He said, praise God. He said, I'm as low as I can be. Lord, I need a stir. He said, I need a quickening. I need to be made alive. He said, I need a reviving. Amen. He said, I'm down to the point of death. I need to be revived. I need to be made alive. Praise God. Hey, so when you get down as far as you can go, a lot of people say, well, you might as well just stay down. I know that's when you're the closest to the ground, praise God, that's the closest to your knees and the closest to God. Just cry out from that position, and I guarantee you God will hear. Hey, Lord, I can't go no further down, so I'm going to look it up, and I need your help. I need you to touch my soul, praise God. I need you to stir inside my being. I need your help, Lord. And what will God do? God will help you. Amen. Praise God. When we cry out to the Lord, to my soul cleaveth into the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Amen. The psalmist goes on in verse 37. He said, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Now here he calls for God to redirect him. Now we're still in the 119th Psalm. All these out of 119th Psalm, verse 37. He said, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. He said, Lord, I need you to refocus me. I wonder how many of us tonight need to be refocused. There's so many different things that's out there that's wanting to pull us. Now, you know the devil's got all kind of tactics to take our eyes off of God. Amen? It got all kind of, to keep us from having a personal revival. From a place where we say, Lord, revive me. Amen? He said, and quicken thou me in thy way. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, Lord, I need you to refocus me. Hey, listen, you need to refocus. Just ask God for some focusing. He'll tune you in, buddy. Amen. He'll show you the way. That's what the psalmist asked him. He said, I'm down as low as I go. He said, I need to be made. I need a revival. He said, praise God. He said, I tend to go the wrong way. Lord, I need some direction. He said, I need revival. Number four, verse 40, he said, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. He said, I've longed for your word. I want to know what you have for me. Praise God. He said, quicken me, revive me in righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord, bless you. He said, amen. He said, reviving in the Spirit of God. A turning from self, praise God, turning to the Lord. He said, because I've longed for you. You know God knows the longing of your heart. If we get to the place where we long for revival, praise God, God will send us revival. He said, boy, I wish God send me to offend revival in this church. Praise God, you ought to say, God, Lord, I wish you'd send revival to me. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, if you ever said, God ever send revival to you and you and you and you, praise God, there'll be revival in the church. Amen. Amen. Praise God, if it ain't, whose fault is it? Help us, Lord. Amen. He said, I've longed for thy precepts, quicken thee by thy righteousness. Praise his holy name. And then we go on over in Psalms 119. We see in verse number 88, he says, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, Lord, I know you love me and I need you to help me. I need you to send me a Holy Ghost revival. Praise God. He said, according to your loving kindness. He said, Lord, I know you love me. I know you have kindness. He said, I want you to touch my life. Quicken me with a spirit of revival. Praise God. That'll go with me today and tomorrow and the next day and through the rest of my life. Praise God. Into eternity. Praise the Lord. He said that I can have a testimony. I can brag on you from my lips. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to praise the Lord from our lips because what He's already done for us. God saved you by His marvelous grace. Praise God. That's more than we all deserve. Amen. He goes on in 107, Psalms 119, 107. He said, I am afflicted very much. You ever feel afflicted? Amen. Feel like affliction's coming down? Amen. Everywhere you look. But he says, quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. He said, Lord, I'm afflicted very much. He said, afflictions everywhere. He said, praise God. He said, I want you to revive me. Quicken me, praise God, according to your word. He said, I know you have encouragement in your word. He said, I know there's encouragement in this blessed old book. He said, Lord, I just want you to apply it to my life and I might be quickened. I might be stirred. I might be revived for the glory of God. Praise his holy name. Amen. And then we see the 149th verse. The 149th verse, the Bible says this, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. Amen. Praise God. He said, Lord, listen to me because you're full of love. Listen to me because of that loving kindness, amen, that you have. You know, hey, listen, it takes the loving kindness of a loving God, praise God, to be able to listen to me and you. Amen. I'd have cut us off a long time ago. Me and you too. But praise God, God, because of His loving kindness, He said, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. Oh Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Amen. Praise God. He said, Lord, I need you to quicken. I need you to give me a spirit of revival. Praise God, because of the judgment that you have. Because of the judgment that God has. Because of that loving kindness is a righteous judgment. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. I'm talking about a spirit of revival, personal revival we have when we ask God. Amen. For that revival, for it to be personal in our lives. Verse 54, he says, plead my cause and deliver me. Amen. He said, I need an advocate, Lord. Hey, do you ever feel like you need an advocate? You need to have that go-between. Praise God, between you and God, between you and this world which we live. But he said, plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Amen. The power of the word, praise God. He said, revive me, Lord. Quicken me, praise God, by the power of your word. He said, here he goes back to trusting on the word of God to quicken him, to make him alive in the Lord. Verse 156, he said, great are thy tender mercies. Amen. O Lord, ain't you glad for the tender mercy of God? Tender mercy, he shows us mercy when we deserve justice. He says, quicken me according to thy judgments. Amen. There it is again. The Lord says, hey, listen. He said, loving kindness gets me through. Praise God. It stirs a quickening spirit, a spirit of revival. He said, a quickening spirit, praise God. It preserves me in righteousness, in judgment before holy God. He said, Lord, I need those stirrings in my life. But in verse 159, he says this. He said, consider how I love thy precepts. Amen. He said, Lord, consider, think about how much I love your word, your precepts, what you have to say, what you have to teach, the instruction of God. He said, I love it. I don't know about you, I love the word of God, don't you? I love the instruction that we get from God's word. He said, consider how I love thy precepts and quicken me. He said, revive me, God. Oh, Lord, according, here it is again, to thy loving kindness. Ain't you glad that there's a loving God that loves you? Praise God. And he's quickening you. He's stirring a revival in your hearts. He's stirring revival. Praise God. The psalmist, no less than nine times, he said, Lord, please stir me, revive me, bring me, quicken my life. Make me alive. Amen. God don't want a cold dead something. He wants something that's alive. He don't want lukewarm. He wants hot Christians. He wants Christians that's on fire for God. The Lord said he comes seeking to save the lost. Praise God. Those that would put away sin, Lord said, I'll bless them. I'll take them. I'll keep them. Praise God. I'll love them. Amen. But we got to come to him. We've got to do our part. Amen. We got to do our part. If the lost will come to him, praise God, he promised he'd do it. He done finished his part. He hung on cross Calvary till it was finished. Amen. But we got to ask our question. Have we lost that zeal for God? For spirit of revival? Amen. Has sin dampened our spiritual zeal? Taken it away? Has sin caused us to, has it hindered us, hindered our testimony? What we have to say about the goodness of God? Praise the Lord. What changes have occurred in our lives that's drawn us away from God? We need to be drawing us to the Lord. It takes personal revival, amen, to have a right relationship with God. What's keeping us from in our lives is keeping us from being filled with the Spirit. Amen. From walking in the Spirit to laboring in the Spirit of God. What as the Bible says, what doth hinder us? That's what Paul asked him. So what doth hinder you? He said, you begin to walk well. But what's a hindrance? What's keeping us, praise God, from having that personal revival in our lives? Amen. As the psalmist said, it takes getting rid of some things. Amen. Putting away sin. Putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And becoming that kindling so the fire of God can burn down in our souls again. We said before when we bring a little bit of kindling to the church house, amen, and we bring it from your house, then God, hey, listen, you get some good kindling, Brother Billy. If you get good kindling, my wife is good at this. She would be a great arsonist. Amen. I don't know why the Lord had me say that in church, but she likes to keep warm. That's a fact. But if you take a little good kindling, but Bill, it don't take but a little bit of spark and a little bit of a breeze, and that thing will flame up. Amen. It'll flame up. Now I can sit there and I can put kindling and paper till I run out of paper and light it, and I can blow on it and blow on it till I'm purple and pink and blue in the face, and I might get a fire going. But I want to say, praise God, if we get some good dry kindling down at the house of the Lord, And we get and the Lord Jesus Christ, He comes along. And He's that spark, praise God. And that spark is initiated, and the Holy Ghost of God comes along and it begins to fan that. You know what happens? A Holy Ghost revival break out. A revival in the soul, praise God, will begin to break out on the people of God. We'll begin to see God blessed and magnified and lifted up and praised down in His house, given the glory that He deserves. Well, when we ask the question, we ask it of God, say, wilt thou revive us again that thy people may rejoice? He said, preacher, why do we want revival? We want revival, praise God, so that the people, me and you, can rejoice in the Lord. You know what's keeping us from having a revival? You and me. You and me is keeping us from having revival. Those little things in our life that we chase after instead of committing it all to the Lord. Putting away everything, praise God, and just putting a looking to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Taking that, bringing that kindling down to the storehouse. Gathered up in the middle. Praise the Lord. That's how you get far. You get that stuff and you stack that kindling up just right. Amen. A little bit of kindling and a good spark, praise God, will start a little fire. But if you come down, ask God, with a whole lot of kindling, amen, a whole lot of kindling and a little bit of spark, praise God, then you get a big fire. Amen. She said, what do you want? I don't see people. I won't see people on fire for God. I want to see people lifting up the name of Jesus, praising Him like we used to, praising Him like we want to. You say, how does it happen? When you have a personal revival in our hearts. You say, what brings that on, Pastor Jeff? What brings it on? It's brought on when you and I wanted enough to pray for it. To have that perpetual prayer, that continual prayer, Lord, please revive us again. That's what the psalmist was asking. They said, wilt thou not revive us again? That thy people may rejoice in thee. Amen. Show us thy mercy, O God, and grant us thy salvation. Praise God. When we get granted salvation, we realize where God's taking us to, praise God, then we can shout and praise God and give Him glory. There'll be rejoicing down in our soul. Why? When we have personal revival. When it becomes personal to you and personal to me. Amen.